This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member, joining us live this morning on WBEN, talking about some allegations against Buffalo schools. The question everyone is asking, Larry, what is taking so long for an independent investigation into allegations that the district mishandled cases of abuse made by a Buffalo police detective? The board delayed a vote Wednesday night. Is the school board dragging its feet?
So good morning, Brian and Susan. Just want to make it clear that I'm just speaking as an individual school board member. So at our special meeting on April 28th, it was agreed that the board independently would search for a firm to conduct an external independent investigation. I felt like we did our due diligence. We had some firms to choose from, and I requested a special meeting to occur on Wednesday, and it was my hope, and I felt like it was our responsibility to act with urgency and appoint a firm to begin the investigation. Unfortunately, others felt differently, and with something being acted on within 48 hours, you need to have a supermajority to move anything, and a supermajority, which would be 6 votes, to approve anything. So 6 board members decided that we should prolong the search, expand the search for additional firms, and include the district in searching for additional firms.
Is the district taking these allegations seriously in your mind? Because the statement that was released right after, or just I think a day or two after this initial podcast came out, where the Buffalo police detective made a lot of these allegations, seemed a bit dismissive to a lot of people, saying that they were absolutely false. And, you know, in the meantime, we've gotten, we've heard from whether it's the DA's office and charges that have been brought up on a grand jury that there's something behind some of these allegations. Do you think the district is taking this seriously enough?
I will say that serious allegations have been made. And since those allegations have been made, staff, parents have provided input on additional concerns. I, right now, am not presuming any guilt or innocence, but I believe that based on the allegations and based on what I'm seeing and hearing, that it is prudent for us to do an independent external investigation.
How soon could this independent investigation begin?
Your guess is as good as mine at this point, to be honest. The resolution that was passed, which I voted against, said that additional firms had 7 days to respond to a request for proposal. The posting from the district requesting those proposals now has a 10-day window to respond. And then the resolution said it by our next meeting. Well, if you take that 10-day window, our next business board meeting is not until the third week of June. So it would need to be a special meeting, again, that's called before that time, if, in fact, we are going to act on appointing a firm to conduct the investigation.
Can you help us understand a little bit of, you know, a lot of eyes, obviously, on the school board during this time, but what exactly the role the school board is here? Because if you take something like, you know, the allegation that the district did not, wasn't forthcoming with information about something as serious as a potential kidnapping to a parent. A very serious allegation, but that's something that would involve police, would involve investigators, the district attorney's office, the district itself, and the people who work within school administration, then the school board. I guess, what do you view as the board's role in assuring that this all goes the way it's supposed to?
Well, we're elected officials, and we represent those that put us in those seats, and we have a responsibility to ensure that our parents, our staff, feel safe and feel like things are done in a responsible manner. Now, you raise an important point because there's multiple entities, law enforcement, that's involved in many of these cases and complaints. And there's word circulating out there that we as a district or the district has responsibility over the SRO, school resource officers. That is in fact not the case. There is a chief and lieutenant that oversees them. And it's been several years now since there's been any contract, MOU or agreement between the district, between the board and BPD. And that is why just this past December, I introduced and the board passed a resolution for the district and the BPD in the city to establish an MOU that would clearly, clearly provide guidelines on how the BPD is working with the district and how SROs are working in our schools. And I, over a week ago, sent an email directly to the BPD commissioner and the mayor requesting a meeting with the board leadership and our superintendent for us to get in a room and get something done. Because right now, there are no parameters, there's no guidelines, no procedures on how the BPD is working with BPS and our...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Schools.
We're talking live with Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member, this morning on WBEN. Larry, I want to take you back to the McKinley High School shooting and stabbing, which happened in 2022. You were on the board then. Why was no report issued after that investigation?
So we did, through the district, an independent investigation then. And a report was produced that board members then had the opportunity to review. Board members now have the opportunity to review. because of attorney-client privilege, it cannot be released publicly.
Why is that? Especially after such a period of time has passed.
You would have to have somebody with legal expertise, an attorney, weigh in on that. But I want to say that with this current or future investigation, I believe there needs to be a way for the results of that investigation to be public so that we can be transparent and reassure, if that isn't the case, reassure people that steps are being taken to keep kids safe or changes need to be made in order to increase safety of our students and staff.
Doesn't the district owe that to the district families of the students at McKinley, the teachers, the staff, to get to the bottom of that, to hear what happened?
I have no disagreement there. I believe it would be helpful for some of that to be shared, but you know, it's beyond me and to determine how that would happen.
I just want to ask, you know, this vote the other night, 6-3, to expand the process, to kind of delay finding that independent investigator to look into these allegations that have been made in recent weeks. A lot of this meeting was held in executive session, but from what you can tell us, what were the reasons given by a majority of the board to not take more immediate action? Why did some board members, and I mean, you can or don't have to name names if you don't want to, but what were some of the reasons given as to, well, kind of more or less, it seems like, take your time?
I cannot comment on what other board members' positions were. You'll have to seek them out to get their positions. All I can say is that it was my expectation that we act with urgency on Wednesday to appoint a firm to do the investigation. Six board members, you know, went in a different direction. I respect the majority of the board that made that decision, but obviously my perspective and my position was different than that.
Well, Larry, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member, joining us live on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.